out by saying, I'm an ally of masculinity. Men, you deserve to be heard. Ladies, I'm here for you too. I can't have y'all out there yelling, I hate you, Tyrone, from the front porch. Okay,
you know it's about that time to give you what's on their mind. I know you think he's fine, but I don't want you going in blind. Dropping you all that info, cause you got a brain like an info. You already know what we're here for. I drew him in with my sexy walk, then I hit him up with my dirty talk. I drew him in with my sexy walk, then I hit him up with my dirty talk.
Dirty Talk Podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's your favorite mermaid, Angel Stan, back again. And today, I'm very excited about this episode because it's a conversation I've been waiting to have. And the person who is taking on the question couldn't be any better. It is the host of his own podcast. I'll let him talk to you more about it. But I know him because we were classmates with our same mutual podcast coach. Yeah. I went to podcast school, guys. That's why I'm so good at it. And her name is Carla Wilmeris. She's the host of Shit, I'm 30. And she also is the founder of Idea to Launch. If you want to take your podcast game to the next level, I personally suggest that you check her out. I also have a link in my description that you could click on. I'll also have a link when I post this episode on Instagram that you can click on and get a discount, but it's well worth it. I generate above average listens. So the average listens per episode on a podcast is about 142. I'm doing better than that, guys. So I'm just trying to let you guys know that there's plenty of opportunity. She gives you guys press kits. She lets you know how to get sponsorship deals, all of those things. So I just want to put that out there. Cam can attest to it too. And since I said his name, Cam, tell the people who you are.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Cameron. I'm the host of Millennial Relationships Unlocked podcast. You can also follow me on Millennial Relationships Unlocked on Instagram. And my personal Instagram is Cam's World, CamsWRLD. And it was really cool taking that class. I really think met a lot of cool people. I really like Angel's podcast. So I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you too. And also, so when Cam talks to you guys about his personal one, it is a fitness. So Cam's all super fit and he has a super cute dog that I want to steal, but he lives too far away for me to kidnap the dog. But if I ever come near said dog, he won't have a dog anymore, but that's neither here nor there.
Hey, come get him.
What? Oh, I thought he was your best friend, but now you're ready to give him up? That's wrong.
He is. He needs a job. He eats too much.
It's like having a son. I don't even want to talk about it. They just eat so much. So much food. All right. So, guys, I know what you really tuned in for. You didn't tune in to hear me gush over a dog. You tuned in for that dirty talk. So I'm going to bring it to you. Today's show's title is, should I do the question first or should I do the title first, Cam? What should it be?
Man, let's do the question first. Let's get into it.
So the question is a bomb question too. The question is, at what point during a one-night stand do you decide that you want more than that? That you're like, oh shoot, I think I love her. Cam's gonna talk about that. A lot of guys, I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna give the data. Well, not before Cam gives his answer.
This only happened to me one time, and no disrespect to any other girls I've been with, but you know, you can kind of tell based on not just sex, but it actually is a connection. But the sex is a big part of it too. I remember one time I went through a breakup and I didn't go anywhere for a while. And I ended up, my friends drug me out to this party and I wasn't looking to meet anybody or nothing, but I was talking to this girl all night, having fun, chilling. And I got pretty tipsy, so I went home. The next day I had a friend request from her and she messaged me wanting to meet up and kick it. And she was like, well, I'm not looking for anything. I just want to be friends. I just want to hang out. So coffee turned into wine some kind of way. And the coffee shop turned into my apartment some kind of way. And, you know, we kicking it. And, you know, I still mess with my 90s R&B music. So I'm listening to 90s R&B, drinking wine. And next thing you know, she asked me, because she kissed me. And I was like, yeah. And one thing led to another. And after that, we were never like, we never made it official. But that was like a year and a half situationship. No.
Boy, that ain't no one night stand story.
That is a one night stand.
It was the makings of a situationship.
But you know, the thing about it, it was supposed to be, because we actually had a conversation like, okay, let's just do this one time, let's just hook up. And the next morning, she was like, you want to go get breakfast? I'm like, yeah. So we go get breakfast. Next thing you know, I'm staying the night at her house this night. And shit, I guess I never left. but you know, we didn't have the same goals aligned. We knew this. Our future was like not lining up at all. So we knew it wouldn't be a relationship. And it started fights because we had feelings for each other, but we weren't in a relationship. So.
So when you say that your futures weren't aligned, was one of you more ambitious than the other? Was it that she just had different core values than you? Like, what was it that really kept you guys apart, since it seemed like you guys definitely had a strong enough connection to carry on for over a year?
Yeah, she was a lot older than me, and she had kids.
Wow, like cougar. Hey,
listen, I mean, that was my first cougar, so.
That makes so much sense. She knew them grown woman tricks.
And
oh,
she,
man.
They work too, but, and you know, I'm not going to go, like, I'm not going to ever say names and disrespect her, but you know, she's cool. I still respect her, even though it didn't work out, but you know, she had kids already. I'm thinking maybe I want kids one day. I was thinking about New Mexico is not my home. So I always been open to moving, where she's ready and settled, making New Mexico her home. And you know, I knew this like 3 months in, but when you're having sex like every day, I mean, you kind of mess up you're like, okay, you're like, I know this ain't working, but I can't stop right now.
Oh my gosh, her Kegel game must have been like, brought it in like 17 more centimeters. Like, oh my gosh.
I mean,
I know you can't say no names, but I'm going to get her name, and then she's going to host classes on what to do, because she had your mind gone and it was only supposed to be a one night stand.
Look, so I'm over here.
I still don't know if I believe you, but so you say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That night, like, it's weird because I had a connection with her I ain't never had with nobody else. And it was hard, actually. You know, that breakup was hard and easy at the same time. It was really hard because we had a connection. You know, I never had a connection like that with somebody. But it was easy because I know she deserved what she was looking for, someone that didn't want kids, who really could give her everything she wanted. So it was good for me to let her go and quit being selfish, and her let me go. But it was hard because she was like my best friend too, so.
Oh my gosh, you're bringing some real, you're rubbing on my heartstrings, Kim.
Yeah, that was a situation. That's probably the hardest and easiest breakup I ever had. Like, and we've seen each other since, and we don't really speak. And it's one of those, not because we don't speak because we dislike each other. We don't speak because we know how strong the connection is and how easy it is to fall back.
Oh, y'all gonna get caught up again. Next thing you know, she's gonna be bent over the couch and Cam's gonna be like, this is my favorite. Like that.
Hey. That, like I said, we just won't speak because that, you know, we actually have called it off like 3 or 4 times within that year. Like, okay, this is it. I know this is the time. And it'll be like, you know what, let's go get something to drink as a friend. Let's just.
Oh my gosh. You know what, Cam, I have this meme that I made. Oh yeah, I just want to let y'all know that all my memes are 100% original. Like, of course, I don't make the GIF or GIF or the way to say it, but all those words, that comes from Angel's mind. And this Little Mermaid has this meme. It's this guy making a face. And I was like, this is the face of the man with a dick that will ruin your life. You're that face, Cam. You're the face of that man for her.
You know, I have been that face a couple of times. I've also taken some L's, you know. I think it's really good whenever, like, you can admit the fact that, you know, I think a lot of men can admit sometimes a woman can change you a little bit, you know. I think, like, men today, it's all about who's the toughest, who don't have feelings. But if you're human, you got to have some type of feeling. I think for her, I really admired, like, how good of a single mom she was, how hard she was trying. And she didn't have a lot to offer me financially because she was a single mom. But anything she could do to make me feel good, she would. And
So was all that stuff. So this seems like more emotional. I do wonder still if there's ever somebody's sex game. Like, let's just say you guys hadn't talked all night.
Yeah.
And you guys really just kind of sparked and it was a strong physical attraction. I'm still speaking of the same woman that you told the story about. But instead, it just was a really strong physical connection. Like, you saw her and immediately your loins was hungering.
No, it was a sex connection too, man. Right? Like, I could definitely, because, you know, I never had a woman that, so we kicked, she was like, can I kiss you? So we kissing in the, like in my kitchen, and all of a sudden, she was like, can I go to your bathroom real quick? She come back out, clothes off, and she was like, I'm ready now. I'm just like, oh, okay, I think I love her. No.
Look, now you brought it back around. So everybody, let's go ahead. Let me give them the data, Cam. So
all right.
The data is, so this is a really high percentage one again. It's not the highest because I've had like 90-10 and stuff like that, but in this particular case it was 80-20, and it was 80% that, you know, hey, if it's a one night stand, there's nothing that could change that regardless. And then the other 10%, they're like, man, if we have a connection, if, you know, there's, you know, her talk and her thought process, you know, that's something that could change it. But most of the time, I think what you mentioned earlier is alcohol is involved. So do you really know that this woman was talking the kind of intellectual or spiritual talk that really would draw you in? But so most of the guys were like, no, one night stand is a one night stand. And then the rest were like, oh, you know, if she's talking right and her performance is right. One guy was like, if she sucked my soul.
I mean, I never meant, like, I guess I never put a label on it. I never looked at it as this is going to be a one night stand. I was caught off guard. I didn't know it was even going to get that far. But I remember what she told me, that don't fall for me because I'm not looking for anything. But what happened was we end up sleeping together. We had sex like 3 times at night.
Cam, with the comeback, doing rounds.
I am a fitness trainer, so my cardio is somewhat good, but we ended up having sex like 3 times at night. And then, you know, it was cool because we just laying in bed, just talking, laughing, watching stupid YouTube videos. And she wake up and it's like 3 in the morning and we cooking. And to be honest, we weren't really that drunk that night. We were drunk when we met, but alcohol really didn't influence this night. You know, we actually had half a glass of wine before we started having sex. So.
Oh, man. So the title of this show is I Want to Marry the Pussy. Because you know what? She had that sunshine. You've seen Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
I got a girl so good. If you took her pussy and threw it up in the air, it'd turn into sunshine. That's her name. Her name is Sunshine.
You know, I like how open she was too. Like, I hate, one of my worst things about sex is when you're in the zone and the girl just like, don't do this, don't do that. Which, you know, you got to respect it. That's her body. But she was like, I really don't care. You know, anything goes. So that was another thing.
Oh, my imagination is going wild. I'm trying to reel it back in. Come back in. Angel, don't ask. Don't do it. I'm trying
What
to
you
get
got
up.
For me? What you got for me?
No. Okay, I can't do it. What was she open to immediately? What were you able to do off jump? Like, did she let you go to the front and the back on the first night? I gotta know. What's she, I like, mean, how open?
You know, the thing was, like, she actually was like, I didn't ask for, I don't go asking for stuff like that, but she literally was like, I want to try the 69 position. And to me, to some people, that's like, eh, but I don't really get into that situation a lot because I'm real picky about that. And she was like, cool, I'm down for anything. And I remember asking her, what would you not do? Mm-hmm. She was like, I don't know. I mean, I'm down for whatever, so.
And you let that go. You let a small thing like age stop you from your best sex partner with this wonderful, wonderful connection. You guys could have had a surrogate. Look, D-Wade and Gabrielle Union took his sperm. They got them a little surrogate. And now look, they have a baby. Y'all could have done that.
No, it was more things came with that. More like, you know, with her kids being involved and me not wanting to live in New Mexico forever. I mean, I can't stay here. And, you know, it was a lot of other things. We started fighting a lot, but it was all, you could tell when you're fighting a lot out of care. Mm-hmm. I could tell she was fighting because she cared and things weren't going the way that she thought, things weren't going the way that I thought. Mm-hmm. It was just, we knew we should have cut it off that first night, but we couldn't. And yeah, we had a lot of fights at the end.
You know what, Cam, this might be the most intimate episode of Dirty Talk ever. And I should have known it was going to happen with a sweet soul like you. I'm so happy. Hey. I'm so happy that you're the one who got this question, but yeah. You did take away my jam of being able to push your buttons and try to push you to the limit because you got me all mushy and emotional about it. You know what?
Man.
Are you single today?
Yeah, still out here struggling. So
if you are in the New Mexico area, if you got sunshine pussy, please go hit up my boy Cam. Look at him. He does all his working out. He has a great dog. If you don't want to live in New Mexico anymore, he's going to move with you, boo. Just go over there. Be open to anything. Be real clean so y'all can do 69 on the first night. And you got him. You got him.
You know, I'm actually like, what I realized, I was like, I'm going to take a break from dating until I actually get to the city where I'm going to start a life. I think for now, I've been looking at like getting myself ready even more. Yeah, I'm a fitness trainer, but I also work corporate in the daytime and I own a house and it's like I got my own fitness business. I'm real busy and every time I've dated, it's just been, it's fun, but it's always been red flags. Like, I mean, it's a lot of work.
You might get the most DMs out of everybody. Because so I check back with my guests like, hey, how many DMs did you get? You're about to get the most DMs out of everybody because now you just told them, not only am I smart in touch with my emotions, I got coins. So, yeah, you're about to get hit. It's about to get hit.
Oh, we'll see. God.
You're welcome, Cam. They're about to come from all over. You should come to my city. My city has XYZ. You should also know that I am ready to have children because my eggs are a ticking time bomb. You know, all of those things. So, that's you. But
if you just got a good tax return, definitely get in my DMs.
No,
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
That's a good segue, though, because I'm making fun and talking about all of these women. So it's a perfect segue into one of my favorite parts of the show, which is Mer Tales. This is the time where I ask all of my guests to describe their favorite type of woman, meaning the woman that they would be with forever. They would never even consider cheating on her. What does she look like? How does she behave? What are her attributes? That's what I need to know. And I want you to tell us, Cam, who's that chick? Can't be the one that you don't want anymore. Don't describe, because you said y'all can't speak.
And
wait. And before we go, are you over her, Cam? Like, are you 100% over her? Are you able to fully commit to someone else who comes into your life?
Yeah, I'm over everybody. I mean, I'm one of those. Well, I mean, you can't just stay stuck. Like, I'm never a person. I always handle my stuff up front, and a lot of men make mistakes of trying to act tough. I go ahead and admit it straight up. It don't mean I'm not tough. It don't mean nothing. I just handle it straight up, do the work I need to do and move on. Like, I don't drag things. So
that makes sense. I like it. What sign are you?
A Leo.
Oh.
Hey, don't run. Don't run. Oh. I've done work on myself.
Oh, not me, stop. Hey,
we're nice. We got bad reputation.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Boy, I can speak from experience.
Do that offline. You're about to mess my DMs up.
All right. Let me keep your DM flow coming. Yeah. So now go ahead. Give us your merch tells.
I mean, first, you know, it's weird because it changed as you get older. I'm an athlete my whole life, so I used to just care what you look like and are you athletic. But now it's more like, how do you handle conflict? Do you have any goals? Physical-wise, though, you have to have a nice ass, though. And you have to have a nice mouth. I'm open to all races, but lately, you know, I get older and I've been really wanting to date Black. Like, I don't know. It's just, I'm open, but I just love my Black women. I feel like living in New Mexico really showed me that I never really gave that much of a chance. So I feel
so what like. Now I have to go into it because this is also another topic. It's not really something that Dirty Talk when I think of my show and how we roll, but I think that's a real important thing to talk about. I did a show recently with another good friend of mine, Passion Poet, and he talked about like, hey, you know, I am partial to Black women, and I actually put a quote up of him recently where he's like, hey, I love white titties, but I just prefer Black titties, or something like that was the quote. But the idea, like, when you say you weren't giving Black women a chance, like, what made you pass them over? And what changed your mind into saying, like, you know, I should give Black women a chance?
It's not that I passed them over. It's just that I played sports most of my life. I was always, like, when I got to high school, now, when I was in junior high, I was in the streets. I was doing bad things. I was not the person I am today. When I got to high school, I started taking school more serious. I was just into all these sports. And I was around a lot. Like, my high school was actually half Black, half white. It was just, I felt like white girls approached me more. And I felt like when I did try to talk to Black women, I don't know, it just didn't work out. And I felt like I wasn't looking. I'd never been the guy looking for any race. I just liked whoever liked me, who was attractive. I never really, okay, let me rephrase that. I always thought Black women were beautiful. I always thought Black women, I always been attracted to Black women. It's just that I never had good luck even getting to second base with them. I feel like white women were more open to me. And when I went to college, it was mostly white. And there was some Black women, but like I say, white women usually shoot their shot. I've never been the guy to really shoot my shot.
See, that's the problem, Cam. Black women want you to come with it, right? So you've been taking the easy route your whole life. Boy,
yeah.
You're not the easy route type of guy. At least that's not the impression that I've gotten from you. Get on out there and shoot them shots and get you someone who's going to iron sharpens iron, sir. Right? And I'm not just saying that that's for Black women only, but just in general, you want to get a quality person. You can't just be like, well, I'm just going to see whatever falls in my lap, whatever gets through the crack is what I'm going to, you know, roll with. That's not how you approach your career. That's not how you approach sports, but you can't approach relationships that, come on, sir.
Well, when now, I was
we
young,
have a whole episode for millennial relationships unlocked now.
I
now
know,
number,
but
we have to come with it.
Here's the thing: like when I was that age, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I was just looking for a good time, to be honest. And I didn't care what it came with. I didn't care what color you were. If you want to have a good time, and the thing was, is like when you play sports or when you just well known, like a lot of people knew me, so it was like I was in a lot of circles. So it just, for instance, I went to, like, the softball girls at my college had a party. I was a freshman and there was a white girl, she was a softball junior, and I was a freshman, and she was like, hey, you know, you're cute, you want to come sit with me? And I'm like, yeah. And she just started, you know, it used to be like that. Now when I got out here as an adult in New Mexico, I wasn't an athlete anymore. I wasn't in circles no more. I had to just sit down and really started putting in work, and I started putting in the work, and then I just noticed I'm on social media looking, and I see all these beautiful Black women. I see them really doing their thing. I see them improving. I see a lot of Black men still doing them wrong, and vice versa, though. But I'm just like, dang, I never really dated a lot of Black women, and that's not something I'm proud of. It just never hit you when you're busy with life. You're just like, I'm having a good time. But as an adult, I'm like, you know, I watch the show Blackish, I watch all these, and I'm like, damn, that look nice. Like,
you know, I'm out here. If we talk about the nice ass ratio, you know, sir, like, I unfortunately wasn't blessed with, you know, like them cakes. Like, I don't have no K Michelle cakes or nothing, but Black women, they be having it, boy. They have it. I look at my cousins like, dang, why didn't I get that side of the family?
Well, you in Atlanta, so I know you see it more than me.
No, but all of them aren't real.
Yeah, that's true too. See, and that's another thing. I can't date a woman with a fake one.
Oh, look, I have a show coming out on that. I think it's gonna, it's right before this one. Yeah, so yeah. So stay tuned, because we have a whole, like, and those guys were coming with it. I was dying. It's a good episode. You'll like it, especially with that thought process there. So, was the lady white or Black, our cougar?
She was white.
Yeah, white.
I mean, but so you really,
what's the name of that? She was an albino tiger.
Yeah, that's what you could call it. You know, like, the thing about it,
there's not. Are there any white cougars? Is there such thing as, like, a white cougar?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I need to go start looking at my animals more. Because I...
And, you know, like, I know, like, the thing about it, like you say, you was going to get honesty out of me. And the thing is, I never, like, went out of my way to avoid Black. I actually don't like when Black men do that. To each its own, but I don't like that, you know. It's just that sometimes, based on what you do in life, you know, in New Mexico, the population of Albuquerque alone is like almost 600,000, not even the metro, but it's only like 4% Black. I barely see Black women at all. So only time I see Black women usually is on Instagram. I mean, so you got to think, I'm coming from a place where
it's not really there. And I mean, that's fair. You know what? You get so many passes, Cam. And I want everybody to. So Black women, he's trying. Really getting his DM. Look at him. He's hungry. He's hungry.
Hey, man.
He wants to dip his banana in some chocolate syrup.
Y'all are true. You tripping. I knew this episode was going to get me out of character.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't help myself. So... I actually have a letter that is from one of my followers that we need to jump into. And I call this segment Dirty Views. So the women write in because they want to get advice from men about this. So I have a woman who has been celibate for the past 10 years. And she doesn't want to have sex until she gets married. She's met a guy and he doesn't want to date a woman who is not having sex, especially since she's not a virgin. She has decided she had sex in the past and she has decided that she wants to abstain now until she gets married. And he's like, dang, you've already done it before. So what are you even protecting? I love you. I'm saying I'm going to be with you. Why won't you open up to me? And she's like, hey, so I'm saying it's a letter, but really it was like kind of like a DM conversation she and I had. And she wants to be with him. And now she's thinking about just letting him do anal because she still wants to keep her vagina for marriage. So what are your thoughts on that? Thoughts on him trying to pressure her to have sex, thoughts on her potentially giving in to anal, or should she just move on and find a guy who can respect her vow to celibacy until marriage?
I just start out by saying, dang, she skipped some major steps, but from celibacy to super freak. I'll just say, you know, it's as simple as this. I think that it's a maturity level that plays in this. If you want something and you know it's important to you, and that other person wants something and it's really important to them, and it's not aligning, you know what to do. Like, it's not going to work out. I got an episode about how, you know, you have to respect where your partner's coming from, because you will make them crave other things. If she's still with this guy, and if he did commit to her and she's still not giving what he wants, he will look for it, or he will crave it. Even if he's not looking for it, it's not fair to him either. So I think she should look for somebody who wants the same things, because that's just not going to work. Whether he cheats or not, he's still not going to be happy because his needs are not getting met. So,
but if he's saying that she is the woman for him and that he does want to marry her, why is he still saying you have to have sex with me now? If he's going to marry her, why doesn't he move it up then? Like, what else is he waiting for?
He's waiting on her to give in. I mean, he's waiting to see what's going to happen. And that's my thoughts. I think that he's hoping she'll change. Because he probably really want her. I ain't saying he don't like her. I just think either he needs to respect her opinion and bite that bullet if he's serious, or leave her, or she needs to respect his opinion and let him go. But I think that somebody's going to be disappointed whether it works or not for a little while. I mean, unless he's okay with just doing anal, but I don't know. I mean,
let me say this, ma'am. Ma'am, you know how I feel, but what do I know? I'm just a mermaid. But I think that you should swim your tail up on out of there, because the whole idea of not having sex with someone, because you're still now saying that you are willing to give him your body. You are still sharing with him in an intimate way, even though it's not your vagina. Anal sex is still sex. That's the way I see it. So the fact that you are giving in on one side versus the other, I don't think that that really is holding true to the commitment that you've made to yourself. But, you know, like I said, I'm just a mermaid. I have no clue what's going on in this human world.
I think she needs to kind of work on herself and figure out some things first before dating at all. I mean, seems like she's going through a lot of personal stuff that needs to be handled before even thinking about dating somebody. I mean, I don't think you got to have sex, but if you were doing it at first and something happened, you're working on yourself in some kind of way. You need to focus on that right now.
Agreed, 100%. So much love to you. I hope that it works out. I hope that you make the right decision for yourself. Seek prayer, seek counseling, because you know what? He's just a millennial and I'm just a mermaid. That was kind of a good line.
That was a good line. I like that.
But with that being said, we have one more segment of the show, and it's the closing segment called Dirty Minds. And this is where I ask my male guests to talk to my male audience, to give them some words of advice, something that you feel would be impactful for them in this world as they're dating, single, maintaining relationships. What is something that you think that they need to know that could be helpful for them, maybe keep them from making a poor decision that you've made? Speak on it.
I think, like I said earlier, as men, it's like these days, men don't even care about appreciating a woman or even dating women anymore. It seems like men are too involved in trying to be the toughest, the strongest, and that even comes with feelings. Like, I think being more vulnerable, just being open, like, men think it's cool to walk around with no feelings. I'm like, they need therapy. I mean, if that's the case, I think just being more open, like, shit, if your girl's doing something that's bothering you, let her know. Don't try to act like you're too tough. Like, let her know it hurts you. Let her know, like, you know, I think just being vulnerable, really. You don't have to be tough with everything these days. Like, you could be vulnerable with your girlfriend.
I agree. They should be. Look at that, guys. Be vulnerable with your girlfriend, right? Don't hold past dudes or past situations you've been in against her. Golly. Yeah. All right.
And, that goes into work. You know, if your girl's getting a promotion at work and she's making more than you and this and that, you don't have to be trying to be tough. Be happy for her. Like, your girl is doing good. I think it's been distilled that we got to be you know, the richest, the breadwinner, the toughest. And it's good if you are, but sometimes, I mean, women are working hard these days, and we got to acknowledge that too. I mean, if I date a girl to make more money than me, then great, shit.
Look, that's the thing. You know what? That is a Leo comment. Because you know what you're thinking about? It's like, well, dang, that's more money for the both of us. What we about to buy? Like,
I mean, we a team, right? but I'm going to do my part, too. I'm not going to be a bum. I'm going to do what I can. But sometimes you can't help it if you got to. I appreciate a smart woman, you know. I think a lot of men, they get jealous of their girlfriends. Everything is about a competition with men these days. I don't hang out with a lot of men anymore.
You know. Hang out with a lot of women?
Yeah. But I hang out with some men, but I think a lot of men are becoming more insecure than women. I think men are becoming, you know, there's a difference between vulnerable and insecure and sensitive.
I agree.
I think it's okay to be vulnerable, but a lot of men are turning insecure, you know, and I don't hang out with them a lot because of that.
Oh, you know what, guys? It's not male bashing. Look, it's coming from a man, so I'm good.
I mean, that's just what I see.
Call him like you see him, like it says. So please, if you like this conversation, please take the time to check out Cam's podcast. It is so authentic and honest, and I really appreciate him coming from a male's perspective and being honest. But now that I know he's a Leo, it makes a lot of sense, right? Leos are straight shooters. They're actually pretty mean. But whatever.
Hey, I'm not mean.
But his show is Millennial Relationships Unlocked. If you're looking for it on Apple Podcasts, type one in, because I made the mistake. Tried to type in two, and it was difficult to find. So it's Millennial Relationships Unlocked. He's on Apple. He's on Spotify. Check him out. Give him mad love. Leave a review. And while I'm talking about that, Dirty Talk can use some more reviews. And in addition to that, guess what? I had a giveaway going on recently. Nobody was really participating. And you know what I have to say about that? I'm keeping my swag to myself.
Yeah, keep it.
Look, I'm going to drink so many shots. Just kidding. But in all that being said, I have a new project coming out. And it's called The Mermaid and the Lion. It is going to be launching this spring. So I'm very excited about it. So stay tuned at the end of this episode to hear a little snippet about what the show is all about and get you excited for more projects coming from me, your favorite mermaid. And Cam, I just want to say thank you for being here with me again, and I can't wait till we, you know what, I'm coming on Millennial Relationships Unlocked because I got some stuff to say to you, sir.
Hey, I'm ready. Bring it on. I enjoyed this.
I enjoyed it too. And as always, you guys, stay tuned for the excerpts, and thank you for taking a dive in my ocean.
Dirty Talk Podcast.
So what is something a woman could do to make you change your mind about it being a one night stand, like you want to be with her for a longer period of time?
Show me that she could be the woman that she is.
How
see
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. During sex? Like how?
First of all, you'll be a sexual performance.
But first of all, you'll have to be that woman to go there. I just put it in there. I threw it out there.
Oh, okay. So basically she has to put on a stellar performance.
Just be that woman. That woman.
Whatever that is. And then now you want to do more. I got it. Has there ever been a point during a one night stand where you decided like, dang, I want this to be more than this?
Yes.
So what is that point? What makes you change your mind?
What happens afterwards?
Oh, the afterwards.
Uh-huh. Or the conversation before. The vibe really off the person.
Okay.
Like, It could possibly change your mind depending on how that person is.
So is there a period during that casual sex time where you decide like, dang, I do want more? What is that trigger for you to decide like, hey, I want to take it to the next level?
It has nothing to do with sex.
It has nothing to do with sex.
Nothing.
Okay. Got it. What does it have something to do with?
Connection. Energy.
Energy.
Wow.
Yeah, you millennials love energy.
I guess.